Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, May 6, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While many buildings lay in ruin and lives turned upside down, a ministry is doing what it can to bring hope to Nias Island, Indonesia. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says they're playing a vital part of this hope effort.
We can't go, but we are partnering with missionaries who are on the ground. They've been there established for some time, and they have been able to purchase Bibles. And then we have paid for the Bibles for them to give to the pastors and the church members in Nias.
Meanwhile, a strategic case on religious freedom will likely go to the Australian Supreme Court. The penalty hearing for the religious vilification case against Catch the Fire Ministries was this week. Convictions against two of the ministry's pastors came under the Victoria Racial and Religious Tolerance Act of 2001. The Islamic Council of Victoria is pushing for the legal muzzling of the gospel. The judge will announce his decision in 4 weeks. Pray for Christians in Australia and how the outcome will affect religious freedom. And finally, Christian Resources International is calling for help. The team is working to meet the increasing demand. While there's no shortage of materials, there's a volume of requests and a shortage of funds. CRI's Fred Palmerton shares part of a letter they got from a pastor in India.
I need some theological books and ministry books. I hope that your materials would bring God's blessing to me. I would be so glad if you could concern me in my needs. Thank you. This was dated 30 June 2004, and it's just going out now.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.